"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we help every step of the way. We're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities than ever before. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each person individually. And for organizations, LHH provides consultant support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process, understanding the sensitivity and impact on your team. The world is full of new possibilities, and we help both organizations and individuals realize the possibility of what's next. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. That's LHHtalent.com to get in touch with an outplacement consultant today, because everyone and every organization could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. LHH, helping you every step of the way. Visit LHHtalent.com.
We're going to start with this only because it's supposed to be pretty good, at least according to U.S. Senator Tom Cotton.
It is.
Oh, you heard it?
Yeah, it may be one of the best.
But I want to be kind because I have an accompanying article from 2020, which explains everything.
Okay.
You're not ready for that because you have not seen it.
Now, this is this audio is not altered.
Oh, is it?
This actually happened. Well, because it's going to sound like we were screwing around with it, and we're not.
Well, in a way, you might compare it to last week when we played audio from this person, and I thought it was altered because I couldn't believe the stick. If you haven't guessed, it's Biden.
His brain seized up again today.
He had a little trouble with a word. Again, he's talking about Russia, Putin, Ukraine, and of course, we like the word oligarchs, but the word that he was reaching for is a kleptocracy.
That's right. When you have a government that's its main purpose is to steal money.
Yeah, people are familiar with kleptomaniacs.
Right, kleptocrats.
Kleptocrats.
So anyway,
that's what we have in Sacramento, is kleptocrats.
Here he is giving his speech on the war today, and this happened.
That will enhance our underlying effort to accommodate the Russian oligarchs and make sure we take their ill-begotten gains. We're going to accommodate them. We're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and other ill-begotten gains of Putin's kleptocracy and the guys who are the kleptocracies. But these are bad guys.
Oh, wow. Well, You're laughing at a poor man struggling with a word. We'll play that again, and then I'll tell you what I found.
Okay.
Just that
Putin's
part.
Kleptocracy. And the guys who are the kleptocracies. But these are bad guys.
What was that, a four-second stall again?
And when he has
4.7 seconds.
He always comes up with something simple like, hey, man, this time it was they are bad guys.
But these are bad guys.
Yeah.
There's got to be another way to describe this.
I saw a headline the other day, and I don't know why it came up. There must have been something he said recently. And the headline was, Joe Biden still can't stop stuttering. And here's a story from 2020.
Oh, I remember this.
By John Hendrickson. With Atlantic, one of your favorites, theatlantic.com.
Oh, yeah, that's...
What Joe Biden can't bring himself to say. His verbal stumbles have voters worried about his mental fitness. Maybe they'd be more understanding if they knew he's still fighting a stutter.
You guys are bad.
Yeah, see, yeah. We are.
See, that's the cover story they hauled out to try to cover up his dementia.
Yeah, I was only able to find this.
I
thought there was something new, but this story is when he was running against Trump in 2020.
They're probably his.
And it goes back to his childhood and how he always stuttered and got made fun of, and they tried to fix him in school. It didn't work.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it's a very, very sad and sympathetic story.
They haul this out every time he has a really bad public appearance, so they recirculate the story again and get it.
No. I went digging for it. It's not.
Yeah, but that's you'll. I've heard this before. Every time he has a bad run, they start talking about his stutter. This went on many times during the campaign, and it's total nonsense. There are plenty of clips of him not that long ago where he doesn't have any stutter. Go look at his public debates when he ran against for vice president against Paul Ryan and against Sarah Palin, and speeches he gave as vice president, even up to 3 years ago. There's no stuttering going on.
No.
Putin's kleptocracy. Kleptocracy. And
Stuttering is a neurological disorder, John. It affects roughly 70 million people, 3 million of which live in this country.
Yeah.
A strong genetic component.
Yeah. Yeah.
Biden's uncle on his mother's side, Uncle Boo Boo, stuttered his whole life. That's how he ended up being called Uncle Boo Boo. Do you think he had like a big gash on his face or something?
A big Band-Aid.
A stutter is a repetition, prolongation, or block in producing a sound. It typically presents between the ages of 2 and 4, twice as many boys as girls. And by the way, the guy that wrote this story for The Atlantic also had a stutter problem, you see. So he was very sympathetic in putting together the whole history
of
stuttering. And
here's a statistic. 17% of people ages 75 to 84 have Alzheimer's dementia.
Oh, we even got picked on by the nuns. You want to hear this quote? A nun asked Joe Biden in front of his seventh grade classmates, Mr. Biden, what's that word? See, she made fun of him. Yeah, she made fun of him.
You know what? Everybody since childhood.
The nuns.
They all thought he was a goof. See, there's always a kid in class who's just a goof, and everybody makes fun of him.
Class clown?
Including the teachers. No, not a class clown. Class clowns are funny. They actually have something going for them. Just the dope kid. He's always a beat behind. He never quite gets it.
Yes, we did have a couple of these in my classes.
That's right,
I've told this story before, but when I was in one English grade, I don't know, it was grade 8, we had to go around the room all reading passages from a book. Well, I think it was Great Expectations. And I would sit there and go, no, we're going to get to him. We're going to get to him. And there he was. And it took forever for this one kid to read a paragraph.
Yeah.
I kept it to myself. I didn't yell anything out, and I did not tease him.
You did not openly mock. Oh, no, I remember.
Did not openly mock.
We had a kid.
I was silent. I just rolled my eyes upward. I'm like, here we go.
No, they bring the classroom to a stop. And even on the playground, there's nothing there. I got this kid in my mind very clearly from elementary school. And then, you know, you even see it where, like, when my sons went to school, I looked around. I could pick out the dud in the classes.
Well, somebody should do the research that you just brought up and drag out all his speeches when he was VP and in the Senate all those years and compare that. He was running for president.
You know what? I'll find one.
1988.
Eric, I'll find one and send you a link, and you can see.
You'd have to do more research than one. I mean, you can always find a day where he sounded perfect compared to a day where he stumbled.
No, but he generally sounded.
His speech patterns over time, you can probably analyze if you looked at enough speeches.
He generally sounded coherent. Maybe verbose, you know, long-winded, but it wasn't this.
Oh, his, what was this, high school or private school he went to? They called him Stutterhead.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not sympathetic at all?
No. No, he's, first of all, he's...
I actually think this is a combination of stuttering and dementia. That's my analysis, because there's some element to it there where you can see both things kind of coming together. Yeah. And I would believe that if you have a stuttering problem, and then as you age and you have regular mental demise problems, it is going to get worse.
Okay, he's shaking thin air. He sticks out his hand and shakes empty air.
That's just his comic clown. He's just trying to do a little mime joke there,
he's
right?
He's doing a mime routine.
Because I told you he repeated that again just the other day. Like, it's now part of my routine. Look at this. I'm going to shake hands with no one.
Hello, Mr. Imaginary Diplomat.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, on a more serious note, I don't know if you saw this story today, but Russian TV is, well, they're trying to say the things. They have commentators like we do who come on and sometimes say bombastic things. And there's a woman by the name of Margarita Samayen, editor of state broadcaster RT, that's Russian television, one of the Kremlin's highest profile, they're described as a mouthpiece. She went on TV last night, and she was, I guess it's just this back and forth about the war. The idea of Putin launching nukes is more probable than the idea he would ever allow Russia to lose the war. She said, either we lose in Ukraine or the Third World War starts. I think World War III is more realistic, knowing us, knowing our leader. This is the horror on the one hand, she told the panel of experts. This, believe it or not, this is a one hand and the other hand statement. Well, let's see.
There's two sides.
Devastation. On the other hand, it is what it is. We will go to heaven while they will simply croak. We're all going to die someday anyway. That was her assessment.
We're all going to die someday anyway, she said at the end?
Yes.
So why not in a fiery nuclear blast?
Right. And she's trying to say, we have it right. We're on the right side. We'll be rewarded. And the other side will simply croak. And we'll just turn into dust or I don't know what happens.
Well, I think, Putin's dying. It's pretty clear. It's going to be a race to see who dies first, him or Biden. The world's going to end as these two stumble towards their last gasp.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. Do you ever get an itch where you can't scratch it?
Like the middle of your back, maybe?
I got something right now, and I can't.
I'm trying to think of the other delicate areas.
It's under my wedding ring on my finger. And
oh, yeah, that's a pain,
and
yes.
My it's been on so long that the knuckle over the wedding ring.
Yes, that ring. We talked about that off the air one day. I said, that doesn't fit you anymore. You have to get it resized.
No, that finger fattened up. And
so you never take it off. You shower with it on?
It never comes off because it can't come off. I'd have to saw my finger off.
Well, you could cut the ring.
That seems like bad luck,
wouldn't you rather cut the ring than saw your finger off? Wow, do we have to have this conversation, Mr. Biden?
Well, it normally doesn't bother me, but today, for some reason, it's itchy under there.
Oh, you can't get under the ring because it's too tight on your fat finger.
Right. Yes. Yeah. I think, I walk past plants occasionally and my hands...
You've been married 30 years, so that's your change there.
Yes.
Isn't it 30 years?
30 years, yeah.
Okay. Just so you remember.
I remember. Believe me, I'm not allowed to forget anything.
Is there any lotions or ointments that could make it slip?
You know, I could use...
Yes, I was just going to say that. You need to
Do you have any, Deborah?
I don't.
Okay. I thought you would carry lotions and ointments.
No.
Why? To make
lipstick.
Your face shine and stuff.
Right? I have lipstick and those types of things.
That's not going to help.
No.
No, lipstick is not going to help. We're sorry about this. See, I was thinking like the middle, because I actually have like a little back scratch, or sometimes the middle of the back, I can't reach it. Like right
now,
in the middle?
You know what happens is when I walk by certain plants, my hands swell up and they get itchy. Seriously.
Are you offending the plants? Or?
I don't know, but certain times of the year, I have weird allergies, and one of them is the hand swelling allergy only when I'm walking through like a park area, right? Or a hike or something. And I don't even have to touch it. I just have to be walking nearby, and suddenly my hands are all big and red and meaty looking, and everything's itching. And
wow.
Yeah. Just the hands, though.
You've never been analyzed for these allergies, so you don't exactly
know. No. If it's up to me, I would never go to a doctor. It's just...
My fingers get fat when I eat a lot of salt, like if I have a lot of Chinese food with soy sauce.
Well, yeah, that retains...
The next morning, yeah, my hands
retains
like
fluid, the salt.
Fat fingers. All right, so we're talking about Biden. It's worth noting this. The only thing that matters are reported results. You have all these dopey economic experts trying to project everything. So the story came out this morning about the U.S. economy. I'm going to read you 5 headlines on it. See if you can guess which media outlet has the headline. U.S. economy shrank 1.4% at the beginning of 2022, marking the worst quarter in 2 years. Mm. Well, that's Fox News. The Wall Street Journal. U.S. GDP falls 1.4% as economy shrinks for first time since early in the pandemic. Wall Street Journal. Okay.
They're factual.
How about this one? GDP report shows the U.S. economy shrank, masking a broader recovery.
Aha! New York Times.
Correct. The New York Times. Just like the LA Times, they've been pushing this thing that things are better than you think. I don't know why people are so depressed in all these polls and surveys. Things are great.
So the economy shrinks 1.5%, and it's like, well, no, don't pay any attention to this. It's masking a recovery, okay?
Here's what the foreigners did with it. U.S. economy saw unexpectedly severe drop in the first 3 months of the year. That's The Guardian.
They're rooting against us.
I guess so. And finally, a bit of a surprise, CNN analysis. The U.S. economy shrank, and that's disastrous for Democrats' 2022 chances. But they look at everything politically.
Right.
They don't really care about your household and your problems.
No,
it's whether or not our side is going to win, and now we're in trouble.
This is bad for our party.
Exactly.
But I think, the New York Times, though, is just like blatantly dishonest. You see that? Just blatantly. And I'm sure they have a cockamamie
twist. Rooting for the return of Trump. Didn't that kind of help them get a few more people?
Oh, yeah. No, they did. They did.
I told you, I know a couple of people. They're not following any of this anymore because Trump is no longer president.
Oh,
and they hated him. They don't care anymore.
No, a lot of media collapsed after Trump. I mean, not just a downtick.
Right,
I
because
mean,
these people thought the world was going to end with this man in charge, and I got to stay tuned.
Yeah.
Now they think, mistakenly, I believe, that with Biden in charge, everything's fine. We can just go back to our nonsense.
Out of control hysteria is the best thing for the media business. The more frightened and hysterical people are, the more money you make.
Yeah.
More eyeballs, more hits, more clicks. More listeners, viewers, everything.
Well,
like CNN lost 90% of its audience.
90%, huh?
90% under 55.
That's what happens when you can Chris Cuomo.
Yes.
Why did you do that?
Yeah, why did you do that?
They lost 90% of very little, but yes, they lost that.
Now they have very, very, very little.
So there was a 6.9% annual growth rate in the fourth quarter. So for the economy to decline, it was only a 1.4% annual rate in the first quarter. Yes, that was a bit of a surprise because everyone believed, well, except for Dr. Fauci, the pandemic's over. So we should be back in the mode where people are spending and traveling. But what's the wrench in all this? Anybody got a guess? That's the damn inflation.
Yes.
I knew something like this was going to happen. And you and I have talked about this, the fears of a recession coming out of this, because eventually people are going to have to start saying, we can't spend all this money, can't take all these trips, we can't do all the things we wanted to do because these are very expensive things now.
Well, if you're losing 10% of the value of your money, almost by definition, you're going to spend 10% less.
Right.
Or you go 10% into debt. But
they're analyzing this as the widening trade deficit. Imports to the U.S. surged and exports fell. What do we export anyway? Movies?
I don't know what we make here. Although,
almonds.
Listening to the business news in the last few weeks, there are more and more American companies that are building factories here because this supply chain thing looks like it's just not fixable for a long time.
Oh, is that right? So they want to wait. There's a story about because China's in this lockdown mode, that's going to eventually catch up with this.
You know how many
cause sort of supply chain problems because they're closing all the factories. They're closing a lot of places.
You know how many people are locked down in China right now? 344 million people.
That's more than we've got in the whole country.
Exactly. It's as if our entire nation here was locked down.
Which, for them, it's what, a third or a
It'd be about...
how many billion do they have?
What are they? That's probably somewhere between a quarter and a third.
Of their population.
Yeah, probably.
Well, yeah, because 30%. It's the big cities this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Shanghai and Beijing.
Yeah, 344 million people. So, of course, that's going to affect the factories and the supply chain and the shipping, cargo, and all that.
Right.
And, you know, but between that and the communists
acting...
Yeah,
they got 1.4 billion people. 1.4. Right. So you're right. That's like a quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, locked down. Because his story says, actually, consumer spending didn't do too bad. It rose at a 2.7% annual rate in the first quarter, a slight acceleration from the end of last year. And businesses are starting to try to ramp back, and they're putting more money into equipment and R&D. So there was a rise in business spending. They had a chart in the Wall Street Journal to show exactly where some of the decline was. And I see definitely, and you can see goods. One of the items of goods where it dropped, I mean, not significantly, but was gas, spending on gas.
Yeah.
You would imagine that would happen with the prices where they were.
Right.
That some people just had to say, I'm driving less, I'm taking a car trip.
Except for the wealthy, got to be almost everybody in California is buying less gas. You see that big six on the sideboard every time you roll up? You're adjusting your driving habits at least a little bit during the week.
And what did the Wall Street Journal and all newspapers like to do this. They just pick out a person and talk to them. It's a guy that runs a little bed and breakfast. I think it's in Maine or Vermont. And he said something I thought was probably pretty spot on. He said, we got to see what happens further down the road here. Some people are spending independent of what the cost is. They just not have, they're just doing what they do. They're kind of on automatic, but eventually they'll realize and they start getting the bills in the mail or whatever, that inflation is starting to catch up with them and they'll probably cut back then. Unless, for some reason, we get the next inflation report. Remember, it was 8.5% in March. So the April numbers are going to be coming pretty soon.
Yeah.
See what that looks like. All right, we will talk about gas prices next. Apparently, the Democrat socialists in Sacramento have come up with a plan to give Californians money to offset the high gas prices coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Is it coming soon? Didn't they say April 25th is when they might get back to the Garcetti nomination?
Yeah, well, it's the 28th.
I know.
I'm checking every day.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Oh, good, because I mean to and I forget.
No, everything's still stalled out. There's no smoke signals coming out of Washington about this.
But nothing from the Biden White House to say, sorry.
No. The last stories are that the Senate President Chuck Schumer says he doesn't have the votes for Garcetti.
Okay.
And so
that was supposed to be a signal to Biden to withdraw the nomination.
Right. That was a signal to Garcetti.
Yeah, both.
And Garcetti doesn't take signals very well, obviously.
All right. So there's some news this afternoon about what they're going to do in Sacramento to give you any kind of money to offset the high gas prices. Of course, they have stuck their heads in the sand and said, no way are they going to suspend the gas tax. They're not going to do that. In fact, the latest development just this week is that the scheduled increase in the state gas tax, they're not going to put it off. It's coming July 1. Newsom said in his budget speech back in January, he was going to give that to the people who have to pay the high gas prices. We'll delay that scheduled gas tax increase July 1st, but the legislature is shaking its head and saying, not doing that.
$0.03 a gallon for gas.
They won't even give that up.
They won't give up the 3 cents. And this is what's devious. Of course, we did everything we possibly could to tell you people to repeal that gas tax a few years ago, and not enough did.
No.
But this last gas tax included an escalator. Every year, there's an increase on the 1st of July. In the gas tax every year.
That's what we screamed about back then.
And this year it's going to be 3 cents.
And so, it's not going to be scrapped.
No.
So, because they only had until May 1st to do that, it looks like the legislature is not interested in doing that. They have to start doing that before July 1 to get everything set up for it. So, what instead they're floating around, state Senate Democrats have a plan they're floating around, and it's pretty much what we thought it would be. They want to give money to poor people. Yeah. That's it in a nutshell.
It's going to be $200 per taxpayer, $200 per child. You have
but
to
you
have
to have an adjusted annual income of less than $250,000. For a family of four that meets the income requirements, the state would provide an $800 tax rebate.
That's about two tanks of gas.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say that $250,000 under that is all poor people. I mean, that's not a bad amount of money. But and they say that this will probably impact millions of Californians will get. But it's down to $200. Remember, it was $500 at one point they were talking about giving?
Yeah, it's $200. They have $68 billion in excess tax money. $68 billion.
That's the
they should be returning most of that. That's $68 in excess taxes. Over taxes,
right?
They have we've paid too much money to them by $68 billion, and still, you have a lot of donkeys out there. If there's a tax increase on the ballot in November, whether it's state, local, whatever, people will vote for it, not knowing there's already $68 billion too much in their till.
They are going to do something for small businesses, as you know. California paid out a hell of a lot of jobless claims, including fraudulent ones. So the unemployment benefits paid out were covered by a loan from the feds, and that has to be repaid. And usually what they do is they raise payroll taxes on employers. But apparently they're going to try to provide some relief to that, because that could really kill small businesses. Some legislative analyst says a typical employer will pay $21 a year more per employee in 2023. And if this trend continues, up to $189 per employee by the year 2031. So the Democrats are trying to figure out a way to ease that off, because that all that unemployment money is not free money, and there's not enough in the fund to cover that. No matter what they're taking out of paychecks now, when they have a thing like the pandemic come along and the fraud that came with it, $30 billion.
So as I said, they're taking money from all these businesses to cover COVID unemployment claims, right?
Yeah.
And then they're going to give some of the money back on the side.
Well,
instead charging less to begin with.
The money they took for employers to cover COVID claims wasn't enough. They had to borrow from the federal government. There wasn't enough that was grabbed from the unemployment fund.
So,
because the pandemic resulted in it was a huge amount of money that went out the door. So,
Like those hundreds of billions.
Well, it was $30 billion in fraud, as I said. I forget how much the total payment was, but I think the fraud was like a third of it. I think it was like $100 billion they spent on the unemployment relief fund.
My point is that they're just moving money around.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens in the next phase of this, but that's what the Senate Democrats have come up with. And, of course, this has to be hashed out between the two, Assembly and the Senate. And then dippity-doo. Who I don't know, hasn't said anything lately about where he is on all this idea of giving people some money for high gas prices. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Don't forget, you go to recalldageorgegascon.com. They're doing what they call a Super Saturday signing event. They're going to have the petitions to recall George Gascon for LA County registered voters at every city hall in LA County. There's a full list there. Well, if you have a city hall, and there's a lot of unincorporated areas in LA County and other far reaches, but they allegedly will have somebody there between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. So go to the website, check out the list, recalldageorgegascon.com. Well, the report came out, I guess it was late last week, the latest report on how many homeless people are found dead on the streets of Los Angeles. And, you know, there was a story about a day later I had in the pile of stories for the show. We didn't get to it, but it was about them finding a dead body on a high school campus, and they believed that it was a homeless person. You remember that story in the pile? Right. This was Woodrow Wilson High School in El Sereno neighborhood of L.A. So the update on it is that it turns out to be someone kind of famous. Not famous isn't the word, but was a person that was in the news. In fact, the New York Times did a profile on this man just a few years ago. His name is Valentin Brookschmidt. He's actually Ukrainian.
He was another Ukrainian.
He was born in Ukraine, yes. He was adopted, and the man that became his adopted father was an executive with a pretty high-powered bank called Deutsche Bank. This is a German bank.
Yeah.
And by the way, his name was Bill Brookschmidt. He was his mother's second husband. So he was formally adopted by Mr. Brookschmidt. Well, Deutsche Bank was being investigated for its connections to Russia.
And Trump.
And Trump.
There was some scuttlebutt that there was some kind of dirty deal involving Trump and Russia and the Deutsche Bank.
Well, Bill Brookschmidt killed himself. So what the son did, which got him in the news, he became, quote, the whistleblower. He handed off a whole bunch of confidential documents to the feds who were investigating Deutsche Bank. He also shared information with numerous journalists and government investigators, including a trip to an FBI office here in Los Angeles. Forensic News Network journalist Scott Stedman said he was one of the journalists who received the documents from Brookschmidt, which highlighted the bank's deep Russia connections. Now, about a year ago, family and friends reported that Brookschmidt had went off the radar. Last reports, he was driving a red 2020 Mini Cooper around Riverside Drive at Griffith Park, April 6th, 2021. That's the last anybody reported seeing him. Fast forward to April 2022, and his body is found on the campus of this high school. And they do believe he was homeless. I don't know if he still had the car or what he was doing, but here's the, you know, John's going to add the extra part.
Well, he was supplying documents.
I mean about his death.
Oh, about his death. All right.
Well, Severe drug problems.
Yeah.
Everyone said it that knows him. He has struggled with drugs on and off for many, many years. So, like that story that came out last week, a lot of the homeless who are dying on the streets are dying from OD.
Well, it's almost 2,000 people a year in Los Angeles. 2,000 people dying in the streets. It's just overwhelming. Can you imagine that? Imagine any kind of tragedy that would kill 2,000 people. How shocking that would be. And here it's happening in public, in front of everybody's eyes. And still, there's all this resistance to getting them off the street and forcing them into treatment. It's just astonishing. Fascinating, right? There's nobody who wants to save these people. They're all making money off the concept of saving them, but they're not actually getting saved. They're not getting treated. They're not getting better. They're dying.
Yeah, I know. Again, all I hear is we want nothing coercive. Nothing coercive.
Well, okay. Well, they're dead. Now, is that a win? That's a win, isn't it? Hey, you didn't force them into treatment. Now they're dead.
Yeah, as an adult, he had a history of opioid abuse. He was the member of some unsuccessful rock band. He called himself on Twitter a comically terrible spy. The U.S. House Intelligence Committee did subpoena him numerous times when it was looking into Deutsche Bank and its relationship with Trump. Did they get anything out of that, or why do
I remember the Deutsche Bank story that they were whipping up innuendo about it, but I don't think there was anything to it. I mean,
who they provided the documents to? Well, Brookschmidt did. Remember Fusion GPS?
Fusion GPS spread the fake Russia dossier.
The dossier, right.
That was the law firm hired by Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking Hillary killed him.
Oh, killed this guy?
Mm-hmm. You know that long list of people that the Clintons
Epstein.
Killed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? I mean, you know, he was involved with Fusion GPS.
Oh, he might have been.
He might have known stuff.
Might have been important to say.
Well, he found hundreds of files related to the bank, board meeting minutes, financial plans, spreadsheets, password protected presentations and all that. Yeah. And they were looking at criminal misconduct, anything involving Trump. And, you know, Clinton paid for all that. Clinton paid for all those investigations through Fusion GPS. And that being incendiary here, that's the truth. They did pay this law firm, and they helped create the fake Russian story.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Apparently this guy got a hold of his father's email account, and he found hundreds of files related to the bank, board meeting minutes, financial plans, spreadsheets, password protection presentations. But we would have heard more about this if it really became huge find, and I don't think that it really did.
No, it was more fake news.
Some New York Times guy wrote a book about it, Dark Towers, Deutsche Bank, Donald Trump, and an epic trail of destruction.
It was one of those. It was one of those smear Trump jobs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and it didn't go anywhere. Do you notice Trump's never gotten indicted, arrested? Nothing. All the investigations, all the headlines of doom, the walls are closing in. He's done for this time. Another investigation. You notice nothing happens?
What's the latest? They're finding him for contempt of court or something, like a couple thousand dollars a day?
I don't know. It looks like the two prosecutors in New York City quit, the ones who were involved in the U.S.
Attorney's office. There.
Yeah. No, actually.
New York City's attorney's office.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. The New York City attorney, right.
The attorney general, I think, in New York was investigating something. It didn't go anywhere.
There's still time. It's only been a year and 4 months since he left.
It's only been 7 years of investigations.
Well, you're right, because all they ever talked about was, well, you know, you can't charge a sitting president. Just wait till he's out of office.
Okay, yeah, well, he's been out of office. Still can't find anything.
All right, coming up next, speaking of out of office, that's what we'd like to see happen to George Gascon, the L.A. County District Attorney. Attorney Greg Smith is coming on next. He's representing four deputy DAs who have sued the L.A. District Attorney's Office and George Gascon over retaliation coming up.
John and Ken show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each individual. And for organizations, LHH provides consultative support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com today.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.